Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. When the hell them paid the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn chain, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me Soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start building, you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so when my boo got in the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm music, I know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's a bitch, you never lose it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Jen, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Hey everybody, welcome to a tipsy version of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Thank you, Artrell, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate the sultry sounds of my singing. Welcome to a tipsy version of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, brought to you by Samples of Wine. I have two bottles left. I could drink them on the air. By the end of it, we'll be saying, God bless the Queen, talking about meat tacos, and... scare me.
Oh, sorry.
Don't scare me. I'm only a little hazy bug. You have to love your hazy bug. You have to hug your hazy bug. You have to give her kisses. You have to give her love. And you have to make me wiggle. Yeah, I apologize. I totally forgot that it was the show this evening, and yeah, I had a couple of drinks. Yes, that is perfectly true. Well, I had more than a couple. I had four, like, individual servings of wine, which kind of goes to one's head, makes me a bit, I would say normal, but it makes me worse than what I am when I am normal. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, I'm here. I'm in the flesh, and there's lots of flesh. Look, watch. Oh, they can't watch. Why am I telling them to watch? They can't see me. I'm going to poke my flesh. Look, I got this big fat roll. If I grab this fat roll, look, watch this, and I shake it. Can you hear that? It's thunder. Oh, nearly dropped my phone. Anywho, I hope everybody is enjoying Hump Day. What day is it, AJ?
Hump Day.
It's Hump Day, people. which means it's Wednesday. It also means it's Jen's turn to get her finger out of her bottom and start packing those boxes, because you need to be across from Lake Michigan from me so that on days when I've had too much to drink, I can go to the lakeside, shout across the lake, and you can hear me in Michigan. She's moving to Michigan.
Wait, who?
My friend Jen. She lives on the East Coast, and they're packing up to move right now. And she's moving to Michigan.
Wait, the one that lives here, right? Oh, I must be talking about the wrong person. I'm sorry.
That's Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Jen, this is where it gets confusing. People need to have, like, different names, because we've got too many people with similar names. Jenna lives in Wisconsin. Jen lives in Maryland.
Okay, I got it.
They're packing up their stuff, and they're going west, because life is peaceful there. Go west in the open air. Go west where the skies are blue. Go west where it gets freezing cold too. So they're moving to Michigan. I do not envy them driving across the country, like halfway across the country, with a moving truck, car full of kids, including a little baby, to Michigan. Good thing is they're closer. I could actually, if I got the money, I could hop on that ferry that's along the lakefront, go across Lake Michigan. I could see Jen and my friend Billy, who lives there as well, who are both wonderful ladies, in one go. That would be awesome. Oh, it would be. I don't do traveling on boats very well, which is kind of funny when I grew up in a seaside town. But we used to do these field trips when I was back in high school, where we would go to France and Belgium and all that lot. And the boat ride across, because where I lived in England, I was about 25 miles away from the French coast, and it was a ferry port, and used to take the ferry across there. You still do it today, and it's the equivalent of like about $25-$30. One way, and we'd go across there for field trips because it was easy to get to the war memorials and the battlefields and everything. And the legal drinking age in Belgium is 14. So we would go when we were 15, and our teachers couldn't do a damn thing about us buying beer in pubs because it was legal. So we used to have a few beers and pray that we weren't drunk when we got home. It was fun. Good times.
I bet it was.
Remember, you know, over here you got like the fishbowl? The alcohol drink that's in a fishbowl and everything?
Mm-hmm.
In Belgium, at this one bar we went to, it's right by the World War One trenches and everything. You got what they could, translated into English, it's called the army hat. And it's just a metal hat that they wear to protect their heads. One like that, filled with beer. And for an extra few bucks, you could have ice cream and stuff put into it as well.
Ice cream.
But it was a real beer float, because it was made with beer.
Ice cream.
We got strawberry ice cream.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And we got key lime pie and fresh strawberries and angel food cake and the rest of Robert's graduation cake. See, this is a fat person's household. Because we got all the good shit here. We got all this stuff. We got chips and dip. We got ice pop lollies in the freezer. This is a fat person's house. God bless fat people, including myself. We need more fat people in the world. You get that booty rolling and that big booty. Let's be honest. I have a fabulous booty because it's a big booty. Admittedly, when I run, it sounds like I'm getting a round of applause from everybody because I can hear clapping. It's only my thighs rubbing together, but who cares? It's awesome. Then you see, embrace the fat. Love the fat. Be one with the fat. Tell me you do not like my fat rolls.
I do.
Aren't my fat rolls fabulous? Fabulous fat rolls. New Facebook status. We haven't had one for a while. Let's have fabulous fat rolls. Fabulous fat rolls. Yes. The beauty of wine and my mind together creates geniusism. Don't laugh at me. You know I'm a genius.
Yes, you are a genius.
I am a fabulous genius. My gosh. Monuments are going to be erected in my image. We should sing another song. Let's find a song that we could all sing together. I feel the need for a sing-along. Let me find one. Let's go to YouTube. Oh, because we haven't sung it for a while, we're going to do this. Here we go. I take the advertisements on YouTube. Okay, here we go. We need to stop the TV because it's just too damn loud. Here we go. Sing it if you know it. Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, she could take a break. I'm a hot... I don't know these words because it's like he doesn't speak English there. So... Yeah, I don't care, baby, about a way. Because I'm happy clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. You come back here talking this and that. Yeah, you got no holding back. I should open wine while we're doing this, not another wine. No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Happy, 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 happy. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy. Happy, 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 happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is.
Okay, I've done enough happy now, and I'm making my own happy with a little bottle of Neptune wine. It's Neptune. It's wine. Is Neptune still a planet, or was it the other one that they said wasn't a planet?
It's a planet.
What planet one did they say isn't a planet anymore?
I don't know.
Because they say it's made out of gas. Speaking of made out of gas.
Okay, I'm done. This is my video. I'm done.
For the show, hold on a minute. Oh dear. Why are the dogs going crazy? You know what? I'm going to go find out why they're going crazy. Let's go and be nosy. Might be the neighbors. Let's see if we can hear Spanish arguing. Hold on. Who is out here? Mm. Damn loud people. Ruining my buzz. I'm actually, technically, I'm on, it says bottle number 5. Dog's running away from me. I don't love me anymore. Why don't the dogs love me anymore?
They do.
No, they don't. Oh, so I hope everybody is at least trying to get some summer weather going on. Here in Wisconsin, it sucks so far this summer. Don't you agree? First day of Summerfest, and it only got into the 60s. We need warmth. We need love. Oh, dear. See, I just got called a wino by my friend. Tell everybody when the last time I got drunk was. The last time I did that radio show back at the old place.
Oh, yeah.
Where we spoke about meat tacos. What? Anywho, as I say, until we pay the bill, we can't because we're broke and poor, aren't we? We only have a 30-minute show, and I've already spent 20 minutes of that being the world's biggest wino on radio. I think I'm going to, ooh, that last bit of wine, ooh, made me shiver. Ooh! I think I'm going to save the last little bottle of wine for a special occasion.
Okay.
It's like Robert's dad going back to jail. Really bad. I shouldn't do jokes like that. That's really mean. But it's true. Come on now. You know I speak the truth, even more so when I've had a few to drink. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm tired, too. I'd be more awake, but you didn't want to have play hide the black sausage.
Okay.
What? Oh, tell us about your friend who was in the Special Olympics. This is really cool. One of the guys who AJ works with actually worked in, was one of the team members for the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And AJ's going to tell you more. Here, say more.
Okay. He informed everybody at work that he was going to do the Special Olympics, and which is, was in New Jersey this last week. And he did win a medal for volleyball in Team Wisconsin. Go. But he did meet a lot of people because WWE was involved with that, too. He said he met some of them and got autographs and stuff like that. But he said although they did get a medal, he did have the time of his life.
That's amazing.
Exactly. And Monday he did run the he did bring the medal to work just to show everybody, so I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Right.
Okay, last 8 minutes of the show, and I'm going to get serious for a little bit. One of the things I wanted to announce is that myself and Cora are doing the Lego run. Before anybody asks or not, I've been banned from doing stupid things that may cause physical damage. So I've been told I can no longer do the polar plunge. I can no longer run over hot coals. Skydiving's out the question, and running naked through the streets of Milwaukee, because that's a death wish right there. So me and Cora were sitting down and discussing the other evening what we could do, and we both decided that on October 1st, it's a Wednesday, so it can be done on the show, we are going to do at the same time, so it'll be I'll be doing it here in Wisconsin, and she'll be doing it in Massachusetts. We are going to be doing a Lego run. We are going to set up a pathway that is going to be filled with Legos, and any parent who stood on a Lego can perfectly understand the pain of this one. And we are going to run across Legos to raise money and raise awareness for pregnancy and infant loss. We thought that would be a fun way to start out the month of October, which is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and we are going to have every parent who's ever trod on a Lego supporting us from the sidelines, I am sure. So that's one thing that we're doing. I'm actually torturing people, and I have to tell you about it in a minute, with something wonderful that's going to happen at mine and AJ's wedding. He doesn't even know yet. I'm sneaky. I get all these good things done, and I'm sneaky, very, very sneaky. But anywho, moving along. The other thing I want to remind everybody is that Angel Babies, that is run by Alicia and also what her admin, Cora, are doing a fundraiser right now to raise money for their Wave of Light event on October 15th. They've obviously got enough tags because I sat here and cut 400 of them out for them, but they do need mason jars, they need LED, tea lights. There's a couple of fundraisers that are going on from right now, so please, 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 please head over, show your support, help them do this. All of it normally comes out of their own pockets, and it would be nice if they actually got a little bit of help with it this time. As I say, even if you can go to the dollar store and buy a couple of packs of the LED tea lights for them and pop them in the mail to them, they're so grateful for everything that they receive, so that would be really great for them. Moving over to Maddie's memory, we actually have Maddie's second angelversary coming up on July 28th. So far, we have actually donated a bunch of stuff to Angel Babies and also to Missy Rohack in Pennsylvania for the hospital that she donates to. And we have 10 teddy bears that are going to be going to the fire department so they can give those out to families who have children who, you know, fire or flood or an accident or something, to give those kids some comfort. And I also got these cute little bag of, like, bath toys. I'm going to add one of those to go with the teddies and hopefully get some coloring books and some crayons to go with those as well, as well as donating some memorial bags to St. Mary's, where Matthew was born. We are still working on the whole cross shenanigans. My God, what a clusterfuck that was, excuse my language, but that's the only way I could describe what that cross looked like and everything. And Robert did a phenomenal job actually last night sandpapering down the wording on this. So the wording is actually gone, and I decorated it this morning. I decorated the carpet with glitter at the same time as I tripped over one of Robert's shoes. As revenge, I should sprinkle pink glitter over his damn shoes and say, ha, leaving him in my way. But anyhow, we have 4 minutes left of this show. Don't forget, those of you who participate in the Secret Sister program, get your reveals ready because they have to go out and be with the people by the 15th of July. But you cannot mail them out until, I believe, like the second or third or something like that of July. But make sure they're all mailed out by the 15th. Thank you very much and love you all. Yada, yada, yada. This show went quick because I'm drinking. I should be drunk every damn show. Can you imagine the fun we could have on a two-hour show with me drunk? Don't look like that, Arturo. You know you like it. I do all those kinky things that you like with a cake and whipped cream and strawberries. You raise your eyebrow at me. Being mean. Just don't love me. Yep, July 1st, everything can start being mailed out to for the reveals for Secret Sister on July 1st. So I have to wait a little time for mine because I'm still waiting on a couple of things to arrive, and then I'll get my reveal out. One day I'll just be tempted to get a ticket, go to where my Secret Sister is, open up my coat and say, "It's me," and then run away again. Kind of like a dirty old man, but wearing clothes. Anywho, on that note, this is Hazel saying goodbye to you all. I love you all bunches. You're all fabulous, obviously, because you're friends with me. And we will catch you all maybe Friday. I might actually do a little show Friday afternoon, and we'll read some stories to the little kiddies like I did last week, which everybody seemed to enjoy. So this is me signing out saying I love you all. Catch me tomorrow, and please put ibuprofen in the mail, put ice packs in the mail, because I'm sure there's going to be a hangover. Love you all. Night.